got a lot of fairs, of course, here in the month of July into August, and one of them kicking off this week. That's Perkins County Fair in Grant. We get a chance to talk to one of their great committee members, and Dusty Runner. And Dusty, here we go. Perkins County Fair. You guys have been working your tails off like crazy, getting ready for this big week, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been setting up a lot of stuff. We've done a lot of updates to the fair and everything compared to last year, and we have more to continue after the fair this year as far as updates, you know, upgrading stuff, things like that.
So a lot of new things or just renovation work at the fairgrounds there in Grant, too?
Yeah, so some renovation concrete, some different gates to kind of make it easier for flow of traffic and everything. Later this year, once the fair's over, we start groundbreaking on a brand new show barn, sale barn showcase there. So
that'll be ready to go for the 2026 fair coming up next year.
That is the hope anyway, yes.
That's pretty cool. Good deal. This is always one of your, if not the biggest event for the summertime in Grant, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. A lot of community members and surrounding communities are very excited. One big thing that I would like to give a shout out to is our sponsors. We wouldn't be able to do this without our sponsors, you know, being so grateful every year to help us put this on. And then all the countless hours, obviously, us associates and fair board members are putting in to get the job done, make the community feel welcome, on top of supporting the 4-H kids as well.
Yeah, no question. Those sponsors really help out. And your committee, a lot of folks putting a lot of hours in before this actually happens, during the week, and even afterwards, huh?
Yes, very much so. A lot of late nights, trying to get stuff ready for the very next day, clean up, things like that, yeah.
And I know you're crossing your fingers, Mother Nature. We love the rain, but can you hold off for maybe a few nights, huh?
It's looking fairly clear. Actually, we'll have some fairly cool days during a lot of the big events, like the concerts, the ranch rodeo, things like that, so yeah.
All right, we'll start first on the first couple of days here. You've got a lot of 4-H kids bringing in their animals to be judged. Is that right?
Yes, a lot of animals, a lot of projects and everything. Judging go on throughout the week, and then it kind of really gets hit hard with the sale and stuff later on. Yep.
Those kids really work their tails off of getting their animals looking good to be judged. And, of course, a lot of those kids are hoping to go on to state competition after that.
Yeah, that's the hope anyway. We hope to qualify quite a few people out of Perkins County side of things to go to the state fair and represent Grant, Nebraska, and just Perkins County in general, the southwest Nebraska part of the state. So
now on Wednesday, that's when all your food vendors arrival. You got a bunch of them coming in?
Yeah, we got, I believe we got roughly 8 or more. We got some that are coming in just for one day or a couple of days, but we'll have barbecue, pizza, wings, Mexican, burgers. We'll have it all. We'll have something for everyone.
No need to be staying home and cooking. Hey, go on out and take advantage of some great food, huh?
Yes, exactly. Come out, enjoy some food, you know, go walk through the show barns and everything like that, or come look at some of the new buildings and things like that that we have put up.
Thursday's a big day. Got a chamber breakfast in the morning, the beef show at 8 o'clock, kids carnival then starts at 5, a beer garden bingo and a ranch rodeo. So that's a full day on Thursday, isn't it?
Yep. We usually pack the carnival full for the kids so they can come out and enjoy that, get wristbands, ride all day. And then obviously the ranch rodeo is kind of a big deal. The breakfast is also a big deal to support intercompany or inner city, I should say. But yeah, no, it's a huge deal. That's when we start kicking off a lot of the big events.
Is this kind of a home-owned carnival that you run?
So, no, we end up hiring it out to Rocket Inn. They come in with a bunch of rides. And like last year, they had a bunch of bounce houses, zip lines. They had laser tag. I mean, we had axe throwing. We had RC car races. We had a lot of stuff.
That's cool. So fun for the kids. And hey, if the adults want to get involved as well, hey, it's going to be there for you.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
As far as tickets for rides, are they available right there at the, I take it on the grounds?
Yeah, so typically when you first walk in through the main gate, we have a carnival ticket office there. You can come there, buy your ticket, get a wristband, and you can ride it unlimited throughout the day.
Of course, Friday and Saturday next year are the two big nights. I mean, every night's a big night, but Friday and Saturday with your bands and Eve 6, folks. So we play a lot of some Eve 6 on our airwaves of Kicks 96.1 with, of course, the big hit Inside Out going back a few years. That's going to be the first band on Friday night, isn't it?
Yeah. So we actually have a DJ opening up for a couple hours beforehand. Actually works with me and a good friend of mine. And then we'll have Eve 6, obviously, rocking the stage. And then after that, we'll have the DJ come back out. But yeah, Eve 6 going to be a huge night, Friday night.
And then on Saturday, of course, you got some country artists, and Josh Ross and also Joe Nichols going to be on stage.
Yeah, we're really excited for that. Josh Ross has really kicked it off. He averages over a million streams on Spotify and everything like that. Has quite a few top tens here recently, a brand new up and comer. That's huge. Joe Nichols, that's just a stay cold name. He's awesome. I've seen him in concert before. Great voice, great entertainer. Songs that really hit deep in the heart.
Tickets. How do folks get tickets for this?
So go to PerkinsCountyFair.com. You can buy tickets online. Right now, I do believe they are still $40 at the gate. You can also buy tickets. They might be up a little bit in price when you go to the ticket booth. But other than that, we will not sell out. We want to make this an enjoyable night, pack it. I think over the last couple of years, we have only done the country on Saturday night, never did a rock on Friday. So that's kind of a new thing. But we like to pack it full. I think that over the last couple of years, we've averaged 1,500 or more people there.
That's terrific. That'll be two big nights and fun for a lot of folks. Now, you'll have a beer garden both nights as well, won't you?
Yes, yeah. Well, actually, we are some of the more reasonably priced beer when it comes to a fair. $20 gets you 5 drink tickets. Come out and enjoy. That's beer, that's liquor. We have all your seltzers and everything like that. Water, pop, anything you need. So,
going back to Friday a little bit, your livestock sale at 1:30, that's huge, because that's where the kids have their livestock for sale, and that's where they kind of make their money a little bit too, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a huge community support. We have a lot of people that end up coming out for that, as far as local companies, bigger businesses, community members, and they all come in, bid on the animals, just to give a little bit back to them. Some people keep it, some people just put it on buyback and can buy it back if you want. So
that's the 1:30 once again taking place on Friday. The Shane Parade. What, I know you got a parade really both nights, Friday and Saturday. Describe what the Shane Parade's all about.
So as far as the parade goes, basically what ends up happening is like the Perkins County Fair Board is usually one of the first people there. We typically have a lot of people in the community, a lot of local companies, a lot of startup companies, anything like that, that go through, throw out candy, frisbees, footballs, whatever it may be, for our theme, which is yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Looking for the future, the past, and the present when it comes to the 4-H kids, because that's what it's all about. So come on out to the parade, get some candy, come see a lot of the cool-looking floats, and we're happy to see you.
And folks, and if you want to get an entry, do you just kind of show up on that day on Saturday?
So as far as if you want to do an entry, we can get you a contact for who that may be. You can get entered in. We can get you a number. You can line up, and more the merrier.
Going back to and you have bingo both nights. Can't forget that bingo. I'm sure is pretty darn. In fact, you got bingo Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm sure you get a ton of people playing bingo, don't you?
Yeah. We have bingo, and usually right there at the bingo, there's a snow cone place set up there. Come enjoy some bingo, have some fun. Like I said, we got all kinds of activities for all ages.
And got to go back to food. You got this big barbecue on Saturday after the parade.
Yep. So what the big barbecue is the 4-H ends up supplying that. Typically, they have charged for plates in the past, or it's free will donation. The money goes back to the 4-H Council to help them with projects or help fund state fair projects, anything like that.
All your info we talked about, website, Facebook, Instagram, you're all over social media, aren't you?
Yeah. Instagram, Facebook, we have the website. Feel free to give us a follow for a lot of updates as far as what's going on for future fairs, this current fair, whatever it may be. It'll be a lot of fun.
Nice job on your first interview. It's just a piece of cake, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I was a little nervous coming in, but hey, it works.
Nice job, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Perkins County Fair, once again, kicking off this week, Monday through Saturday.